I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're going to close things out on this special 4th of July broadcast by hearing some music. Music's a big part of how many of us celebrate the 4th of July, whether it's hearing the Stars and Stripes Forever while we watch fireworks hit the sky, or just turning up the radio at a backyard barbecue. And that made us wonder about the music that captures the immigrant experience. We all know that this is a nation of immigrants, and songs about immigration have a long history here. Let's listen to one that dates back to the mid-19th century, performed here by Pete Seeger. It's called No Irish Need Apply.
I'm a decent boy, just landed from the town of Ballyfad. I want a situation, yes, and want it very bad. I seen employment advertised as just the things as I, but the dirty's bow been ended with No Irish Need Apply. Who says I, but that's an insult.
Once again, that was Pete Seeger singing No Irish Need Apply, a song from the mid-19th century. But artists have continued to tell stories of the lives of immigrants, so we decided to call upon Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras to tell us more. Once again, they're the hosts of Alt Latino, that's NPR's online program about Latin alternative music. Welcome back to you both. Thanks for coming once again.
Thanks for having us again.
Thank you.
I think we're going to focus a lot on the Latino immigrant experience because in recent years, the bulk of immigrants have come from Central and Latin America. So give us a sense of what some of the themes have been that have emerged in the last, say, decade or so, Jasmine.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of themes about how difficult it is for immigrants to get here. It's a very dangerous trek from Central and South America and Mexico. There's a lot of themes about missing home, about how immigrants are treated here, about illegality, and about wanting to go back, about being ready to go back. In fact, the first song that I brought for you today, Michelle, is a song about that very dangerous trek that a lot of immigrants make from Central America and South America on foot, on train, just basically smuggled into the U.S. Mm-hmm. And this is Calle 13 featuring Orishas, Pal Norte, which means heading north.
Una pierna que respira. Veneno de serpiente.
Hmm. Can you just translate a little bit for us, Jeff?
Sure. This is just saying, through the road of the wind, I go blowing aguardiente, which is a type of...
it's like an alcoholic drink.
It's an alcoholic drink. And the lyrics of this just talk about how the trials of having to come here. One of my favorite excerpts of the lyrics is, I learned to walk without a map, with stories wrapped in tin, with tales the moon spins, to walk without commodities, without luxuries, protected by saints and witch doctors.
Mm-hmm. Shall we play a little bit more of the song? Let's hear a little bit more.
You know, I think it's significant in that a band that is based in Puerto Rico,
which is a part of the United States.
Correct. That they are. It sort of gives an shout out to the pan-Latin interest in immigration, and it's not just for, you know, people from those countries like we said, Mexico and Central and South America. Like, I think a lot of Latinos across the country, no matter where they're from, are looking at these issues, and that they are in fact making it part of this presidential election season, as they have in the past.
Artístico-cultural, hecha con cariño y con esfuerzo, sea como un llamado de voluntad y esperanza para todos, 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 todos.
And I would imagine, though, Felix, that even if you're from Puerto Rico, which is a part of the United States, and you move to the mainland, there is still that experience of being distant from family, if in fact you're leaving family, that feeling of, you know, the pain of separation, of being away from what it is that you know best and those closest to you. Are there a lot of songs about that, about the kind of just the, I mean, this is a song about the difficulty of the journey, but are there songs just about how hard it is to leave those you love?
There are quite a bit of songs. There are quite a few songs like that. And in fact, given the Puerto Rican community, you know, in the 1970s, the salsa label Fania, they created a new brand of Afro-Cuban dance music, and they called it salsa. And a lot of those musicians were either from the island or their parents were from the island. So they had there was a lot of longing in some of those songs as well. So the golden age of salsa was, in fact, a tribute to their new home in New York, but with a little tinge of nostalgia for the Caribbean.
And I understand, though, that you've got some songs from Juanes, who's one of the most prominent artists singing in Spanish.
Yeah, right. And the next track we brought in features Juanes, who is from Colombia, and it's from an album that he did with a band called Los Tigres del Norte, which is, I guess you'd call it a conjunto band, an accordion band. An accordion with the cowboy hats and the cowboy boots. It's very a reflection of the very traditional lifestyle of Mexico.
Aquí estoy establecido en los Estados Unidos. 10 años pasaron.
Los Tigres are like a combination of the Rolling Stones and the Who and everybody else. Very legendary conjunto musicians from Mexico. And the way they write their songs is that after every show, they spend hours talking to their fans afterwards and somebody's taking notes. So that whenever they get back and they hear these stories of triumph, of tragedy, of, you know, longing, those notes become songs.
Wow.
So that's made them so popular with their fans.
It's like reporting.
Yeah. It's like street reporting.
This song is called La Jaula de Oro, or The Golden Cage. So this song was originally released in 1984 on an album that was also called La Jaula de Oro, and they remade it last year as an MTV Unplugged, in which this Colombian superstar Juanes is featured. And it basically tells the story of a man who came to the United States. They used the word mojado, which would be...
like wetback.
Yeah, translated into the word wetback. Mm. And he came illegally, and he's here. He has his children, he has his wife, and he has a comfortable life, but he's trapped, A, in his status situation, and he really, really misses Mexico. But he also kind of knows that, like so many immigrants who are here undocumented know, that if they go back, there's a chance they're not going to make it back in. And they might regret that decision. And the lyrics say, what good is money to me if I live like a prisoner in this great nation? When I remember, I cry, because even though the cage is made of gold, it's still a cage.
Mm,
you know, there's
powerful.
there's also alienation from society, because he is trapped and kind of isolated, but also from his children, because there's a reference in the song about how his kids are losing the language, are losing the culture, because they've been either born here or raised here from infancy. So the narrator is alienated from society in which he lives. He's longing for his home, and he's alienated from his own family.
What else do you have for us?
I brought a Guatemalan singer whose name is Gaby Moreno. She's a very young singer, and she's up and coming. And she's been compared to Edith Piaf, and she has a very malleable voice. She's toured with Tracy Chapman, Annie DeFranco, and this is the beautiful song Ave Que Emigra, or Bird That Emigrates.
Vengo desde muy lejos, buscando el azul del cielo, siguiendo predicamentos.
And again, she's talking about missing home so much. She's saying, I came from far away, searching for a blue sky, following predicaments. Memories of my childhood sometimes break my soul. I never forget my Guatemala. I always take her with me.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. On this 4th of July, we are talking about songs that capture the experiences of immigrants, particularly people who've immigrated in recent times, many of whom are of Latino heritage. We're joined by Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst, co-hosts of NPR's Alt Latino. That's an online show about Latin alternative music. Felix, what else do you have for us? I mean, I would imagine that the whole question of the legal status of immigrants is something that would be very top of the mind and would find its way into song.
It's very topical. And it's not always the case with immigrants, but when it is, it has been addressed in song. The first song we're going to play about the legal status is by a gentleman by the name of Manu Chao, who is Spanish, born of parents who fled Spain in France. So he's got a very multicultural background, and his music is very popular because it does take on political issues. This is a track called Clandestino.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena, correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón, me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel, va a una ciudad del norte.
So Felix, tell us what he's saying.
The literal translation is, you know, I come here, I have to be clandestine, I come from another land and I'm not legal. It's very similar to some of the other songs that we've played, but in this case, he's also talking about immigrants in Europe. Immigrants that are from African countries that come into these European countries. So his appeal is very broad-based because he is based in Europe, and his crowds, his audiences across Latin America flock to him for the obvious reasons that for, you know, their own political situation. But he's incredibly popular in Europe right now, too.
And really, as far as immigration songs go, this one is iconic. I mean, this one is the immigration song.
Let's hear it. And you have another one, too.
This is a group called Outer National. They're a very younger band, and this is the thing called Todos Somos Ilegales. We're all illegals. An example of, you know, they're wearing their heart on their sleeve. You know, there's no questioning about what it is that their point is and what their mission is.
Felix, I have to ask you about President Obama's recent decision around the new rules regarding young people who are brought here without proper authorization when they were young children. He's changed the rules, you know, creating a path to at least a work permit for these young people as long as they meet certain other criteria. Given what we've been talking about here, are artists and musicians reacting to this news? Do you think that we'll find this information sort of finding its way into song at some point?
Well, you know, yes and no. I mean, overall, it's too soon to understand what the change in policy means and how it shakes out just for so many people. And I think overall, if you think about it, you know, artists react and then they create. And in between is when they process what it all means. And I think we're in that space right now. And I think it just might end up in some very interesting music.
Before we let you go, I would think that many people would turn to music as a soothing, as a balm. And also to have thoughts of going back home at some point. And I just wonder if that idea has made its way into song as well.
Absolutely. And then the last song that I brought is by Celia Cruz, which I don't really know what to say about her. She's an icon, one of the greatest Cuban singers that ever lived. And this song is exactly about that. It's about just saying I love my country so much and I might never make it back. And in fact, I don't think she ever did.
She died without ever having gone back because she vowed never to go back while the Castro government was running the island.
This is the song Por Si Acaso No Regreso, In Case I Don't Make It Back. And here's a sample of the lyrics. They say, I always felt so joyful to have been born in your arms. And even though you are no longer here, I leave you a piece of my heart. Just in case I don't make it back. And she's talking about Cuba.
Let's hear.
Por si acaso no regreso, yo me llevo tu bandera, lamentando que mis ojos liberada no te viera.
Well, thanks for bringing us this music that continues to reflect the things that people care about most, that they are thinking about most, that's closest to their hearts. Before we let you go, you know I have to put you on the spot. Does each of you have a favorite? What are you going to be cranking on this 4th of July?
Probably Celia.
Celia?
I think she's the goddess. She's the queen.
She's the queen. Felix, what about you? Are you going to be cranking anything in particular?
It'll either be Celia or Los Tigres. And one or the other. And those two are really strike home.
Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst are co-hosts of NPR's Alt Latino. That's an online program about Latin alternative music. They brought songs about immigration on this 4th of July holiday. Thank you both so much for joining us, and happy 4th to you.
Thanks. Same to you. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's hear a little bit more Celia Cruz.
Pronto llegará el momento que se borre el sufrimiento. Guardaremos los rencores, Dios mío, y compartiremos todos un mismo sentimiento.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Happy 4th. Let's talk more tomorrow.